Hello, everyone. My name is Elijah David, minister of the 12th Hour Apostolic Sabbatarian Congregation, Mount Zion, the 12th Hour, in the Liberty Hill, Texas. Today is July 4, 2016. It is the April 1, 2020. This is our second service on this new moon Sabbath with a song entitled, How Great Thou Art. No, Yahweh, when I am awesome one day, consider all the worlds thy hands have made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, that power throughout the universe display. It sings my soul, my faith, the art to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. It sings my soul, my faith, the art to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When through the woods and forest glades I wander, and hear the birds sing sweetly in the tree, when I look down from lofty mountain grandeur, and hear the brook, and feel the gentle breeze. Then sings my soul, my Savior, Yah to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that Yah, his Son, not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in, that on the cross my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away our sin. And says my soul, my Savior, Yah to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And sings my soul, my Savior, Yah to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When Yahshua shall come with the shout of acclamation, and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in the humble adoration, and then proclaim my great arm. Then says my soul, my Savior, Yah to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And sings my soul, my Savior, Yah to thee. How great thou art, how great thou
Behold, I make all things new, part 11. This is, we're going to continue on with that title because that's what we're dealing with every time we pray for new light to open up. We ask Heavenly Father to add another piece to the puzzle about this restoration and making all things new. We're in the building blocks of this kingdom that has to be put together piece by piece, and it includes outside players like antithetical Cyrus, Donald Trump, and this woman, Mr. Babylon, Hillary Clinton, and like others, Obama, which is this antithetical Belshazzar, the son of Nebuchadnezzar in the Antitype, and the father of Nebuchadnezzar was George Bush Jr. And so, since this Donald Trump come into view here in Isaiah chapter 45, and I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to read chapter 2 Chronicles chapter 36 for our main prayer thought, but also we're going to read this Isaiah 45 again, and then we're going to read Isaiah 46 and 47. All right. So it says that in Isaiah 45, it talks about, thus saith Yahweh unto his anointed, unto Cyrus. Now keep in mind, when someone is anointed by Yahweh, then they got a special work to do and fulfill, and they will not be detracted from it, in any way deterred from it. But when there are none, whose right hand I have holden to subdue nations before him, and I will loose the loins of kings, to open before him the two-leaved gates, and the gates shall not be shut. Now this is very key right here, what I just read, to loose the loins of kings. In other words, he can disjoint kings that have set themselves up so high and mighty and think themselves as invincible and indestructible. He said he's going to loose the loins of the kings to open before Cyrus, that's him, the two-leaved gates, and the gates shall not be shut. Once Yahweh opened those two-leaved gates that represents the fortification, the main entrance into the fortification of Babylon, and when they closed those gates and locked them, they felt secure behind them. But Yahweh says when this antithetical Cyrus opens these two-leaved gates to Babylon, they are not going to be shut. They're not going to be shut. Now, Donald Trump opened these two-leaved gates when he started and announced his campaign for the president of the United States 1 year ago, approximately. And he, Yahweh opened up two-leaved gates, and Babylon has been in turmoil ever since. She has been scrambling for to find a place of refuge that she might be able to escape this invader into their domain. And that is this antithetical Cyrus and his great army. Now, he has a great army. Now, Cyrus has invaded Babylon, and he's the two-leaved gates has been opened, and Yahweh says, he's going to loose the loins of kings to open before him. Okay, so now, the way that these gates are open is after he looses the loins of these evil kings that have ruled before. And the last one that had ruled, when this what happened in the top, was Belshazzar. And he says, for the opening, and I'll put the present tense prepositional phrases to it, for the Ammonite, to subdue. Or let's do it again. Thus saith the Yahweh unto his anointed, Donald J. Trump, as the antitypical Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden. Now keep in mind, he's now dealing in the present tense with his antitypical player, Donald Trump. He said, whose right hand I have holden to subdue nations. Before him I will loose the loins of kings. For the opening, before him, Donald Trump, antitypical Cyrus, the two leaf gates. Where are those two leaf gates at today? Now, there's two leaf gates today. It's got to be somewhere. That's at the White House, Washington, D.C. Okay, now we're doing this in the present tense, folks. And the gates shall not be shut. So once those gates at Washington, D.C. has been opened, and they were opened by Donald J. Trump whenever he announced that, they were open. So Donald J. Trump has to make his appearance at those two leave gates. Okay, and so he's already done this. When he announced himself as a candidate for the presidency, he announced himself as a possible candidate back in the year 2001. And did you know Donald Trump prophesied the 9/11 before it happened in 2001? Donald Trump prophesied that was going to happen. And the news had made very little notice of it. But you can go pull that up on your YouTube. Donald Trump predicted the 9/11. Okay, so I said, now he said, oh, before him, and whenever he was threatened to be a candidate back then for presidency, said they trembled in their boots. All the leaders of this country, George Bush and the Clintons, they all trembled in their boots. And so they hurried up and already had another candidate that was a politician, Pat Buchanan, was a Roman Catholic. He was already had been nominated to and accepted to run for president on a third party ticket as an outsider. And so Donald Trump, an obvious outsider, and Pat Buchanan was not an outsider, but they pulled him up as a spoiler. They pulled Pat Buchanan up and run him on a third-party ticket to be a spoiler to ensure that George Bush would get the election and not his so Al Gore, because there was a big push on, and it looked like Al Gore was a favorite to win the presidency, and so they had the Bushes had to, they had to get George Bush in there. And Al Gore was threatening this. And, you know, Al Gore was a vice president for Bill Clinton for 8 years during the 90s. And so he had the name and recognition, and George Bush Jr. didn't as much as Al Gore. And so, but they wanted George Bush to win it. They had to have him in there. And so they pulled in this Pat Buchanan as a decoy, to run him as a third-party candidate to draw off enough votes from Al Gore to ensure that George Bush would get the nomination of the presidency. And that happened. But then when they asked Donald Trump to come in and also run for president back in 2001, he said no. He said, I'll only run on one or two of the major party tickets. And he said, that would have to be the Republican ticket. He said, I'm not running on a third party ticket. Said, besides, you've already got one man on there. And so I would be competing against him, plus I'd be competing then against, you'd have four people then running for the presidency to be voted for. He said, no. It's not time for me to do that. But he made the prediction about 9/11, that it would happen when it did. So anyway, here it is now. Donald Trump is back, and this time he is making good on his threat to run for president because it's the right time for him because of who he is. So he says that he's going to loose the loins of kings, Yahweh, for the opening before Donald Trump and Jeb Bush, the two lead gates at the White House in Washington, D.C., that represents Babylon, and the gates shall not be shut. Okay. So those gates, once they're open, they're never going to be shut again to protect the White House from an outside intruder that might come and threaten to overthrow their kingdom. So we got a threat now between the antitypical kingdom of Cyrus. So Donald Trump then is, as he is in his own right, an anointed king of the kingdom of he's the antitypical king of Persia. That's who Donald Trump is today. So he is a king. And he owns a tower. He owns a strong tower. And he's got his name on it, and he called it the Trump Tower in New York's Manhattan. And he owns 14 different motel buildings around 14 different nations. And he owns all kinds of property all over the world. He owns a string of golf courses all over the world. And wherever he goes, he can go to any one of his own places that he owns, and there he can have a palace to operate from while he's there. He has his own suites and everything. So he is a king. And typical king of Persia. Now this is important because Obama is a king of Babylon, and typical Babylon. And Hillary Clinton is coming in, and she is representing the prophecy as Mystery Babylon. So we got Mystery Babylon coming in here, and Obama is not going by the title of Babylon, he's going by the title of the Beast. That's his identity according to Revelation 13. But he's actually the king of Babylon. Of the Babylon that we understand. But this Mystery Babylon is another Babylon that comes out of nowhere, so to speak, that has been building for years. And there's a woman in charge of it, and that's Hillary Clinton. And all of a sudden now the king of Babylon, Obama, is inviting this Mystery Babylon, Hillary Clinton, to come and let us be partners here at the White House. So, you got a prophecy where it says this woman, Mystery Babylon, comes and takes her seat up on the beast. But she don't just come and do that by a show of force. When she takes her seat upon that beast, it is by the fact that she has been invited by that beast to do that. Because that beast is stronger than she is. That beast has those 10 horns which represents that beast's military power that's on his side. Of all nations. And so Obama could easily destroy this woman, Mr. Babylon, with the military force that he has. But instead, she has carefully gone about the world over the years, her and her husband, and had made friends with the merchants of the earth and the leaders of nations, and kings of nations. And she has made friends with them and got them on her side. So those nations that those 10 horns on that beast represents in Revelation 17, they have made friends with this woman, Mystery Babylon. But they have joined, they have thrown their support behind the beast and not Mystery Babylon. So then this beast has to make an overture to Mystery Babylon and invite her to come and join him. Because then the 10 horns are comfortable. They're comfortable. And they don't have to then go and make war against this woman until Yahshua comes on the scene in Revelation 17:14 and takes his seat upon the throne of David, and he then assembles his army of the 144,000. And then that's when there's here 10 horns on this beast that represents the kingdoms of all nations gets alarmed. And they say, oh my goodness, we didn't anticipate this. We can accept this Mr. Babylon woman coming and joining us, but we can't take what has come along to counter her. And that's this lamb that stands upon the Mount Zion with the 144,000. All of a sudden, he shows up. Uh-oh, we got a problem now. So the 10 horns declares war against the lamb. And all of their finances that's given to them by this Mystery Babylon woman, all these finances given to them, and armaments of war and everything, by this beast, Obama representing the beast, all of their support does not save the 10 horns and all their kingdoms they represent. And so they lose the battle. It says the lamb overcomes them. They do have a war, and the lamb overcomes them. And what happened is then but he doesn't kill them. He just overcomes them. And so they're upset. They're upset. We've lost the battle. We've lost the kingdom. And he says, we don't have no place to go. And they looked at that woman that has joined the beast. They said, look, you're just a doggone intruder. And they turn on her and eat her flesh and burn her with fire. And they take this man that represents the beast, which is in charge of Babylon, antithetical Babylon, Obama, and they come and lay him before kings, and then they pass sentence upon him, and they destroy him. And you'll find that in Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 28, and you'll find that also in Revelation 19:20. For the beast and false prophet are taken together, and those that they had deceived and taken the mark of the beast, they are cast all alive into the lake of fire, burning with fire and brimstone. Now, I may have to reassess my position on this here antitypical star, this king of Persia, Donald Trump, because in the type, as soon as Cyrus got to the kingdom of Babylon's front gates, I think they drained the river, and I think they diverted the river out of the stream, and the two lead gates came open, and they went over dry shod. I'm not positive on that, but I believe that's the way it was. It had to be, but they were to go through the two lead gates. That's the only way they could get into there. They had to do that. And they couldn't just swim that river into the palace after the gates come open, because the river flowed underneath those gates. So all that great army and so forth, they had to divert the river. And I believe that's what they did. Let's go ahead now. And so Donald Trump went in that very night, as soon as he got there, and that's when he slew the king and his 1,000 lords, and overthrew Babylon all in one night, one city. So I said, when Donald Trump announced his presidency a year ago, that's when those two lead gates were open. No, if we're going to be consistent, we're going to have to say, as soon as he gets... Well, actually, he's already king. He's already a king. And Cyrus didn't go into Babylon and have an election set up to see if he couldn't run against the king of Babylon in the time. No, he didn't do that at all. He just went in and took over all in one day. So it looks like if he's the antitypical Cyrus, that's the way it's going to be again, because as king of Babylon, is planning on, Obama's planning on barricading himself in the White House, and until the siege is over with, and then he thinks he's going to emerge in as a continuing leader of Babylon. And if he barricades himself in around election time, it means that he's going to probably suspend the election, not have an election at all. And then that's what's going to cause Babylon. Then Yahweh the Father is going to step in, and he's going to open those gates. He's going to open those gates, and we're going to have marching into the White House and taking it over lock, stock, and barrel. And no doubt it's going to be a battle right there at the White House. Now, all of that developed from just one verse of Isaiah 45:1. Now, I saw on the YouTube last night a young man, looked like a preacher, and he said the next president of the United States would be the 45th president. And said Donald Trump is fulfilling Isaiah 45, and he gets the presidency, and he will be the 45th president of the United States. Okay, so that's noteworthy. Now let's go on to Isaiah 45 verse 2. And I will go before thee, this antithetical King Cyrus, Donald Trump, and make the crooked places straight, and I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. So, Yahweh the Father, let's make this the son, Yahshua, because Yahshua is the one that came down and visited Joshua at the walls of Jericho, or Nehemiah, I mean. Okay, and so this is Yahshua coming down here and visiting Donald Trump, and he's telling Donald Trump, he said, I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of the secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Yahshua, which call thee by thy name, am the Elohim of Israel. I am the true Elohim of Israel. In other words, I'm the Savior of Israel. I'm the King of Israel. I am the King of Israel. So being the King of Israel, Yahshua, then can come and appoint his underservant, his visible king, Cyrus, just like he did King David. Invisible king, and Vitiata bears this out in the track 8. He says that Yahshua the invisible king and David the visible king. Well, here it is right here. Donald Trump, the visible king, and Yahshua the invisible king. Okay, it says, I, the Yahshua, will call thee by thy name. And what's he going to call him? He's going to tell Donald Trump, you've got a new name now. Antithetical Cyrus. For Jacob my servant's sake, and Israel mine elect, I have even called thee by thy name. Okay, so he said, now, for Jacob my servant's sake, he said, I called him by his changed name, that was Israel. And Israel his elect. He said, I have even called thee by my name. I have surnamed thee, and I have surnamed you Cyrus. Though thou hast not known me, I sure knew you. Because I'm the one that was co-creator of you, just like I was with Adam and Eve. I am the Yahshua, and there is none else. Okay. Well, this is the kind of language that the Yahweh uses. So let us go back to the Father on this right here. Because Yahweh, and Yahshua takes the title of his Father here on earth. Now, you have to understand that. He takes the title of his Father here on earth. He represents the Father here on earth. And he's the only representative of the Father here on earth in the flesh and in the spirit. He's the only one that's ever represented the Father. Okay? In the spirit and in the flesh. Well, I say he's the only one. We had Pharaoh down in Egypt with Joseph. Pharaoh represented the Father in the flesh and in the spirit. So you can have more than one do that. All right, let's go ahead. It says, for Jacob my servant's sake and Israel mine elect, I have even called thee by thy name. I have surnamed thee, though thou hast not known me. I am the Yahshua, and there is none else. In other words, I'm the only begotten of the Father, says so, and there is none else. There is no deity beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me. He said, I girded thee and gave you riches and gave you power and gave you a kingdom just like I did Nebuchadnezzar and Belshazzar before you, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Yahshua and there is none else. I'm the commander-in-chief of this world. I was sent by the Father, Yahshua is talking here, to go down with Moses. Okay, and to deliver the children of Israel. Okay, so I am now sent to work with you. I was sent to work with Nehemiah. Okay, I was sent to work with all of the leaders of Israel. I was sent to work with them personally. Abraham, another one. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Yahshua, should do all of these things. And what does it say there in Proverbs, 16:4? Now in Proverbs 16:4, it says, the Yahshua hath made all things for himself. Let's put the Father there, even though it's an upper and lower case. The Yahweh hath made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. Okay, so Hillary Clinton, Obama, was created for himself because they have a purpose to play here in this closing up of Earth's history. So it goes back now to Isaiah 45, and in verse 8 it says, drop down, ye heavens, from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, and let them bring forth salvation. And let righteousness spring up together. I, the Yahshua, have created it. Okay. Woe unto him that striveth with his master.
Maker.
Or with his maker, yeah. Woe unto him that striveth with his maker. Why does it say maker here? His creator, in other words. Let the potsherd strive with the pots. Potsherd. Of the earth. Shall the clay say to him that fashions it, what makest thou? Or thy work, he hath no hand? Woe unto him that saith unto his father, what begettest thou? Or to his the woman, what hast thou brought forth? Thus saith the Yahshua, the Holy One of Israel. And his maker asked me of things to come, concerning my sons and concerning the work of my hands, command ye me. I have made the earth and created man upon it. I, even my hands, have stretched out the heavens, and all their hosts have I commanded. I have raised him up in righteousness. Now, who is he raised up in righteousness? He has raised Donald Trump up in righteousness, believe it or not. Because why? Because he had anointed him previously for this very work, and so he would not anoint somebody he couldn't raise up in righteousness. And lo and behold, Donald Trump has already gave a declaration that he is a Sabbath observer, that he believes it's the right day, and he's a health follower of the health laws of the Bible. And sure enough, the testimony is with anybody that knows him all over the world is that he don't smoke, drink, or do drugs, and he never has. Never has had one in his mouth. Okay, I have raised him up in righteousness, and I will direct all his ways. So who's directing all of Donald Trump's ways? He shall build my city. Well, who's going to build this broken down, terrible thing that's happened to the Jerusalem and Israel today? Who's going to build it? Donald Trump is going to furnish all of the material and finances and the whereby to, and the workers and the helpers. And he's going to make the Gentiles. He's going to make them go over there and build that city. And he's going to make them pay for it. But he's going to give the order to do it. Just like he said, they're going to build that wall here on our southern borders here in the United States, and Mexico's going to pay for it. Well, that's providential. Because when you build Jerusalem back again, the last thing you do is you build a wall around it. So Donald Trump, here it is in prophecy, where he told the Mexican government, I'm going to build a wall, but you're going to pay for it, and your people are going to help build it. Okay. And he shall let go of my captives. And he, who is it? And Donald Trump is going to let go of my captives. What did Cyrus do? When he overthrew Belshazzar right now, what happened? All the captives of Judea for 70 years, they just walked right out the door. And they were free to go back to the land of Israel. And 50,000 of them got together and decided that they wanted to go. And a lot of them went down into Egypt. And Yahweh followed them there, and he punished them, and he brought vexation upon them. He says, you're free to go only back to Israel, not anywhere else. And those that refused to go back, they perished wherever they went, wherever they stayed. They perished. So it says, and he shall let my captives go, my captives, not for price nor reward, saith Yahshua. Now there's your Yahshua, the son right there, the Yahshua of hoes, lower cap, upper and lower. Thus saith Yahshua, the labor of Egypt, and merchandise of Ethiopia and of the Sabin, men of stature shall come over unto thee, and they shall be thine. They shall come after thee in chains. They shall come over. They shall fall down unto thee. They shall make supplication unto thee, saying, surely, the Yahweh Elohim is in thee, and there is none else. There is no other Yahweh. Really, thou art a Yahweh that hidest thyself, O Yahweh of Israel, the Savior. They shall be ashamed and also confounded, all of them. They shall go to confusion together that are makers of idols. But Israel shall be saved in the Yahshua with an everlasting salvation. What did Donald Trump say? He says, my daughter, I believe Ivana's her name.
Ivanka.
She married a Jewish fellow, a very decent, wonderful man. And they are Sabbath observers, and they are kosher food people, and they advertise it to the world. And Donald Trump is learning Judaism from his daughter Ivanka and her husband. And he's approving of it. And he uses that term, Judeo-Christian values. So he's introduced the Judeo-Christian values. You think that Islam, non-Christian values, is going to continue on with their threat to destroy those that are embracing Judeo-Christian values? I don't think so. You shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end. For thus saith the Yahshua that created the heaven. No, all right, let's do the Yahweh on this, and the Father. For thus saith the Yahweh that created the heaven. Of course, we know that Yahshua is a co-creator with the Father, and the heavens is talking about. It's talking about those in the solar system, where the other planets all revolve around the same sun that we revolve around, and they have. The inhabitants of Jacob lives on those planets, would you believe? His other 11 sons and their descendants live on those planets. Elohim himself that formed the earth and made it, he hath established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Yahshua, and there is none else. I have not spoken in secret in a dark place of the earth. I said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain. I, the Yahshua, speak in the righteousness, for I do tear things that are right. Well, Donald Trump was raised up in righteousness, and he speaks things that turns out to be right every time. And they're saying it's uncanny how everything that Donald Trump has said that they try to accuse him of being wrong on, they go check his facts, and they say, hey, his facts bear out the truth. It was just exactly the way he said it was. How can this man have such knowledge? Assemble yourselves and come, draw near together, ye that are escaped of the nations. They have no knowledge that set up the wood of their graven image and pray unto a God that cannot save. Tell ye and bring them near. Yea, let them take counsel together. Who hath declared this from the ancient time? Who hath told it from that time? Have not I the Yahweh, and there is no Elohim else beside me, a just Elohim and a Savior, there is none beside me. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am the Yahweh, and there is none else. I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth, in righteousness, and shall not return. That unto me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. Surely shall one say in the Yahshua, have I righteousness and strength? Even unto him shall men come, and all that are incensed against him shall be ashamed. Okay. So he says, surely shall one say in the Yahshua, have I righteousness? Well, if Donald Trump can say in the Yahshua, I have righteousness, why does Donald Trump have righteousness and he don't even know about the sanctuary system to follow it 100% to how to be sanctified by it? He believes in everything that he was told. He believes in the truth that he understands, and that is accounted unto him for righteousness. Okay. So it says, surely shall one say in the Yahshua, have our righteousness and strength. Even unto him shall men come. So, if Donald Trump one day declares that I have righteousness and strength in the Yahshua, and that's where I get my righteousness and strength from, then it says, even unto him, Donald Trump, shall men come. Okay, so if you have a man over here that was anointed to do a special work, and he accomplishes his mission, and he sings praises to the one who gave him the power and strength to accomplish his mission, and that's Yahshua. If he sings praise and strength to him, he says, even to him shall men come. That's the reason why the nations of the world are going to come and back up Donald Trump when he gets ready to take over. And all that are incensed against him shall be ashamed. So all those that are incensed against Donald Trump are going to be ashamed. Every one of them. So I encourage Hillary Clinton, Obama, and the whole nine yards. In the Yahshua shall all the seed of Israel be justified and shall glory. So, Donald Trump is of the seed of Israel. Believe it or not, and so he's going to be justified and shall glory as well. He already is. Okay. Now that finished Isaiah 45, but you know what? Donald Trump was playing his role way back in 2001. Donald Trump was playing his role way back in 2001. And so it says George Bush then is pointed out here in Isaiah 46. Donald Trump is pointed out in Isaiah 45. George Bush Jr. is pointed out here in Isaiah 46. Let's read it. Baal, this is another name for Baal, boweth down. Nebo stupid, their idols were upon the beast. And upon the cattle. Your carriages were heavy and loaded. They are a burden unto the weary beast. They stoop, they bow down together. They could not deliver the burden, but themselves are gone into captivity. Okay, now who is Bell? Okay. Bell is George Bush. Okay. He's a king of Babylon and typical Nebuchadnezzar. So in this study, if Bell bows down, Nebo stupid, their idols were upon the beast. Huh?
Bell is Baal too.
Bell is Baal too. Okay, it says, and upon the cattle, your carriages were heavy loaded. They are a burden unto the weary beast. They stoop, they bow down together. They could not deliver the burden, but themselves are gone into captivity. Hearken unto me, O house of Jacob. Okay, this is the 12 tribes of Israel. And all the remnant of the house of Israel. Okay, it says, which are born by me from the belly, which are carried from the womb. And even to your old age I am he, and even unto hoar hairs will I carry you. I have made, and I will bear, even I will carry and will deliver you. Unto whom will you liken me and make me equal, and compare me, that we may be like? They lavish gold out of the bag, and weigh silver in the balance, and hire a goldsmith, and he maketh it a god. They fall down, yea, they worship. Well, this sounds like Isaiah chapter 10, and it gives me a cross reference, no doubt, back to Isaiah chapter 10. But we're not going to worry about that right now. I mean, Jeremiah chapter 10, I mean, verse 3. Okay. And chapter 40, verse 19 of Isaiah. They bear him up on the shoulder, they carry him and sit him in his place, and he standeth from his place, shall he not remove. Yea, one shall cry unto him, yet can he not answer, nor save him out of his trouble. Remember this, and show yourselves men. Bring it again to mind, O you transgressors. Remember the former things of old, for I am the Yahweh, and there is none else. I am the Yahweh, and there is none like me. Declaring the end from the beginning, and from the ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Calling a ravenous bird from the east, the man that executed my counsel from a far country. Yea, I have spoken it. I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it. I will also do it. Okay, so it says, calling a ravenous bird from the east. But did you know that Obama is also represented by that insignia of this phoenix bird that's supposed to be an eagle? But it's a hideous looking bird. And Hillary Clinton also goes by that detail, this phoenix bird. The man that executes my counsel from a far country. Okay, so Obama comes from a far country to execute his counsel. Yea, I have spoken, I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it and will also do it. Hearken unto me, ye stout-hearted that are far from righteousness. So now, Donald Trump is very near to righteousness because he was anointed from his birth to fulfill a righteous work. But now, Obama was not anointed from his birth to fulfill a righteous work. And neither was Hillary Clinton or her husband Bill Clinton. These were all evil people. Hearken unto me, ye stout-hearted that are far from righteousness. But he's talking to George Bush here, Jr. He's talking to all of his cohorts, Dick Cheney and all of them that was in his cabinet. I bring near my righteousness. It shall not be far off, and my salvation shall not tarry. and I will place salvation in Zion for Israel my glory. That ends chapter 46 of Isaiah. Now this is where it gets really good when it goes into Isaiah 47. Because it's talking about Hillary Clinton now. It says, come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground, there is no throne, O daughter of the Chaldean. So now Hillary Clinton is told to come and sit down on the ground. Because there's no throne for her to take at that time. O daughter of the Chaldean, for thou shalt no more be called tender and delicate. Okay? Take the millstones and grind meal. Uncover thy locks. Make bare the leg. Uncover the thigh. Pass over the rivers. For thy nakedness shall be uncovered. Yea, thy shame shall be seen. I will take vengeance, and I will not meet thee as a man. Okay. Why doesn't this be so, or meet her as a man? Because she says, I sit as a queen and am no widow. She claims to be a goddess. Not just an ordinary prophetess, but a god herself. So I will not meet thee as a man. I will meet thee also as a god or a deity. As for our Redeemer, the Yahshua, the host, is his name, the Holy One of Israel. Sit thou silent and get thee into darkness, O daughter of the Chaldeans, Hillary Rodham Clinton. For thou shalt no more be called the Lady of Kingdoms. Okay, so her husband has gone and has made business deals with all the kings of the world and all the kingdoms of the world. He has gone and made business deals with them, and his wife Hillary Clinton has been introduced as the lady of these kingdoms. He said, this is my wife is the first lady. I'm the ex-president, but I am soliciting your contributions to our our charitable foundations that we want to set up in your country. And if you will make contributions to it, we will guarantee that when Hillary Rodham Clinton, my wife, the Lady of the Kingdoms, is exalted unto the queenship of the world, then we will remember you all you nations that have contributed to our cause. You will be remembered favorably. Okay. I was wroth with my people. I have prudent mine inheritance and given them into thine hand, O Babylon. Thou didst show them no mercy. Upon the ancient hast thou very heavily laid thy yoke. And thou saidest, I shall be a lady forever, so that thou didst not lay these things to thy heart, neither didst remember the latter end of it. Therefore hear now this, thou that art given to pleasure, that dwellest carelessly, that saith in thine heart, I am and none else beside me. I shall not sit as a widow, neither shall I know the loss of children. Okay, so now in verse 7, she says, and self saith, I shall be a lady forever. Okay, now you go to Revelation 18:7, and you find a very interesting scripture there. It says, how much she hath glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her, for she saith in her heart, I sit a queen and am no widow, because I got a roving husband around the world, a Bill Clinton, that's making all of my political connections and future connections that I need, and getting up all the money into our foundation so that we can have plenty of money to do whatever our heart's desire is. When we come into power, and shall see no sorrow. That's in Revelation 18:7. Okay, now we go back to Isaiah 47. And it says in verse 9, but these two things shall come to thee. In a moment, in one day, the loss of children and widowhood Okay, so you're going to lose your children, you're going to lose your husband. They shall come upon thee and their perfection for the multitude of thy sorceries and for the great abundance of thine enchantments. She's a witch, she's a Jezebel. For thou hast trusted in thy wickedness, you have trusted in your own wickedness. Thou hast said, none seeth me, thy wisdom and thy knowledge, it hath perverted thee. And thou hast said in thine heart, I am and none else beside me. In other words, that's the same language that Yahweh used there in Isaiah 41:2-3, 43:46 himself. He says, I am the only one, there's none beside me. That's the language that Yahshua used. So now here comes this woman along, she says, I am and none else beside me. Therefore shall evil come upon thee, thou shalt not know from whence it riseth. And mischief shall fall upon thee, thou shalt not be able to put it off. And desolation shall come upon thee suddenly, which thou shalt not know. Stand now with thine enchantments and with the multitude of thy sorceries, wherein thou hast labored from thy youth, if so be that thou shalt be able to profit, if so be thou mayest prevail. Thou art wearied in the multitude of thy counsels. That now the astrologers, the stargazers, the monthly prognosticators stand up and save thee from these things that shall come upon thee. Behold, they shall be as stubble, the fire shall burn them, they shall not deliver themselves from the power of the flame. There shall not be a coal to warm at, nor a fire to sit before it. Thus shall they be unto thee with whom thou hast labored, even thy merchants from thy youth. They shall wander every one to his quarter, none shall save thee. So all these merchants of the earth, that Obama, I mean that Hillary Clinton and her husband have courted for the last 30 years, it says it's been 3 decades, they have courted these people. And in the end, what are they going to do? They shall wander every one to his quarter, and none shall save thee. What a sad commentary upon a lifelong forage of deceit, lies, and every kind of craftiness, sorcery, and everything they lived upon, lies and promises that they never could ever fulfill. This brings in us to this hour. You can contact us at the 11th hour call. I'm going to close the service now with a song entitled, Where Could I Go But to the Yahweh?
Where did I go back to the yard?